Taylor Swift demands equal pay for women soccer stars, this isn't over yet. By Ben Q on August 12, 2019. Pop superstar Taylor Swift joined the chorus of left-wing activists demanding the rectification of the dubious gender pay gap for female soccer stars. While accepting the Icon Award at the Teen Choice Awards on Sunday from the U.S. women's soccer captain Alex Morgan. "First, I want to talk about Alex Morgan," Taylor Swift began, repeating the false assertion that women players are underpaid, despite the fact they bring in significantly less revenue than their male counterparts. "The fact that she's here presenting this to me is such an honor, and not only winning the World Cup with her amazing teammates, right? While they were winning the World Cup, they were also taking a historic stand in terms of gender equality and the gender pay gap," the crooner continued. "Please, please, please support her and her teammates, because this isn't over yet. It's not resolved." In March, the women's soccer team launched a gender discrimination lawsuit against the United States Soccer Federation for allegedly violating the Equal Pay Act and Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. Their lawyer Jeffrey L. Kessler recently confirmed the case was moving full speed ahead. However, that case may have already hit a dead end. In late July, Carlos Cordero, president of the U.S. Soccer Federation, released financial data which showed that the U.S. women's national team has actually made more money than the men's team. "Over the past decade, U.S. soccer paid our women's national team more than our men's national team," Cordero said in his letter. "From 2010 through 2018, U.S. soccer paid our women $34.1 million in salaries and game bonuses, and we paid our men $26.4 million. Not counting the significant additional value of various benefits that our women's players receive but which our men do not. From 2009 through 2019, a time frame that includes two Women's World Cup championships, the women's national team has earned gross revenue of $101.3 million over 238 games, for an average of $425,446 per game. The soccer chief added, "And the men's national team has earned gross revenue of $185.7 million over 191 games, for an average of $972,147 per game. More specifically, WNT games have generated a net profit, ticket revenues minus event expenses, in only 2 years, 2016 and 2017. Across the entire 11-year period, WNT Games generated a net loss of $27.5 million, Cordero reported. Swift, meanwhile, has over the past year made a point of promoting her left-wing views, having previously maintained silence. In a recent interview with Vogue, the Shake It Off singer also explained why she refrained from endorsing Hillary Clinton, as she believed it would not be beneficial to her campaign. "Unfortunately, in the 2016 election, you had a political opponent who was weaponizing the idea of the celebrity endorsement. He was going around saying, 'I'm a man of the people. I'm for you. I care about you.' I just knew I wasn't going to help," Swift explained. "Would I be an endorsement or would I be a liability? Look, snakes of a feather flock together. Look, the two lying women. The two nasty women. Literally millions of people were telling me to disappear. So I disappeared. In many senses." Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.